In a world full of noise and distractions, who do you turn to for uplifting conversations, deep insights, and meaningful discussions? Welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective.
Welcome back to another empowering episode of the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we inspire and equip you to live boldly and fearlessly for God's glory. I'm your host, Osasere, and today's episode is dedicated to the topic of cultivating boldness this year. I truly believe that as believers, we are called to step out of our comfort zones and embrace the power, love, and self-discipline that God has graciously bestowed upon us. Our verse of today is found in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, which states, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." This powerful verse reminds us that we are not called to live in fear or allow timidity to hinder our progress this year. Instead, we are called to embrace the boldness that comes from the Holy Spirit and unleash it in every area of our lives. So, how do we cultivate boldness this year? Let's explore three key areas: power, love, and self-discipline. Firstly, power. As believers, we have been given the incredible power of the Holy Spirit. It's this power that enables us to conquer our fears, face challenges head-on, and walk in the authority that God has entrusted us with. But how do we tap into this power? It starts with spending time in prayer, seeking God's presence, and allowing His power to flow through us. When we align our hearts and minds with God's will, we become vessels of His power, boldly impacting those around us. Secondly, love. Love is one of the most potent and transformative forces in the world. When we love God and others with a genuine and sacrificial love, it empowers us to step out boldly, even in the face of opposition. Love compels us to share the message of Jesus Christ fearlessly, to serve others selflessly, and to break down barriers that hinder unity. When we choose to love boldly, we create an environment where others can experience the life-changing power of God's love for themselves. Lastly, self-discipline. Genuine boldness requires self-discipline. It's about cultivating a mindset that refuses to be swayed by fear, doubt, or distractions. Self-discipline is the intentional choice to align our actions, thoughts, and emotions with God's truth and purpose. It requires us to set aside time for personal growth, develop healthy habits, and to relentlessly pursue our calling. When we exercise self-discipline, we position ourselves to be vessels of God's power and love, making a lasting impact in our spheres of influences. As we embark on a new year, let's make a commitment to cultivate boldness in our lives. Let's embrace the truth that God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Let's tap into the power of the Holy Spirit, walk in love, and exercise self-discipline. Together, let's be a generation that is known for its boldness, unashamedly shining the light of God in every area of our lives. So thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Kingdom Living Podcast. If this message resonated with you, don't forget to share it on social media. Leave us your feedback on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening.